Okay, today's topic is a mineral that if you've got white or gray hair, or you've got varicose veins, or you got crow's feet and wrinkles, you might be lacking this mineral. I'm Dr. Dave Morris of Magnolia Medical Center in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We're a root cause medical center. We really want to get to the basic causes of health problems, and we don't want to guess with people's health. We have a whole medical team here of people that are dedicated to getting people well without the use of drugs and surgery. Happy to say we're really good at it. Now, today's topic is the mineral you might be lacking if you have white or gray hair. If you are getting wrinkles early, and everybody's concerned about wrinkles, right? Nobody wants to look older than they should, or older than they are. If you have diverticuli in your bowel, if you have varicosities like varicose veins, any of these things could be a lack of copper in your diet. Now, why is that? Okay, so first off, let's talk about aneurysms, varicose veins, things like this, because now we're talking about a health problem, not just something about how we look, okay? If copper is required for the integrity of the vessels in our body. So we're talking about our blood vessels, our arteries and our veins, but also like our intestinal tract, that tube, okay? Any of the vessels, any of the tubes that our body has in order to transport things, the integrity of those tubes is impacted by whether or not we have enough copper in our diet, all right? So if you have varicose veins, if you have been told you have an aneurysm or they suspect you might have aneurysms, or if you have like a diverticuli where the integrity of your large bowel is being compromised, the wall of that is being compromised, you could have a copper deficiency. White and gray hair, okay, especially white hair. If you've got white hair, copper helps give color to, now not by itself, we're not going to try to make your hair look orange, don't get me wrong, I'm saying, but the mechanism of copper helps give color to your hair. So if you're getting gray, white hair early, probably lacking some copper. Now, what about wrinkles? Okay, so nobody likes to look older than they are. Wrinkles, the reason why copper is so important if we want to have good skin is because it helps us helps us absorb and utilize collagen. Lots of people are taking collagen now, whether it's a Vital Protein, whether it's a Marine Collagen, whatever brand, whatever you like. There's some that I don't like because of who owns them and I just don't trust it. But if you're taking a collagen supplement and it's not helping, maybe you're taking it because you want it to help your gut. Maybe you're taking it because you want it to help your skin. Whatever you're taking it for, you're not going to absorb it as well. You're not going to utilize it as well without copper. Now, what else did we talk about? Oh, the last thing, okay, anemia. Okay, if you have an iron deficiency anemia, okay, if your red blood cells do not have the right quantity and quality and it's due to iron, doctor can find that out very easily by doing a CBC, a complete blood count, and also checking your iron markers. But if you're having trouble with increasing your iron by taking iron, so a lot of times if you have an iron deficiency anemia, they say, good, take an iron supplement. Good, that's a good idea. However, there are a number of patients, I've dealt with hundreds of patients over the years, where they were taking an iron supplement, but their iron numbers weren't coming up. Their blood count numbers were not changing significantly. And the only way they could ever get it up is if they did like an iron infusion. So here's why that is, because copper is needed to help you absorb iron, okay, from your diet. So if you're not able to get iron absorbed from your diet, could be you're lacking copper. Now to add to that, vitamin C is also necessary in order for you to absorb iron from your diet. So copper and iron, if you have an iron deficiency, anemia, copper and vitamin C can help you absorb that iron. Please hit the share button and also leave me some comments, hit the follow button, we really appreciate it. Dr. David Morris of Magnolia Medical Center, if you're having a complex metabolic health issue and you want somebody to really take a deep dive, a clinic that's not going to guess, somebody's going to do all the right testing to determine what's going on with your health, okay, and put together a plan to get you from where you are, not just go online to Facebook and find the next supplement that pops up for thyroid or something. You want somebody who's really going to dig in and find out why, the real root cause, give us a call. My staff can send you some videos, long videos that I made regarding certain conditions that might be able to give you some insight of what can be done to help you. Hope you found this helpful. Take care.